to the Shema, we turn back the pages to the outset of Parshas Vayechi. And the Torah related, Vayikru Yemei Yisraelomus, he calls out to Yosef and he says, Emno Matzasichem Enecha Simna Yod Chatachas Yerechi. And Vaasisa Medi Chesed Viemas Anasek Bereini Bimitzrayim. I don't want to be buried in Egypt, continues Yaakov Avinu v'shachati imavosai. I want to be buried with my forefathers. The Taz writes in Devei David, as many other Mefarshei Rashi elaborate as well, it doesn't suffice to simply state, I want to be buried in Amar Sofpela, with all the gevaldige milus of Amar Sofpela, with all the tremendous milus of being buried b'kivrei Avos and not stam kivrei Avos, but in the holiest burial ground in the land. Afilu Hachi, Yosef, his brothers can easily rationalize, they could justify and say, we'll get him there, eventually we'll get him to Marasuach Pela. We don't have to rush. So before Yaakov even mentions Vishachati Mavose, writes the Taz and Devei David, he first has to make it clear, Baruch Bin Chaketana, I cannot be buried in Mitzrayim. Don't say temporarily, we'll give him a Kvura, and eventually Bashas the Yitzio will bring him to Marasuach Pela. No, right here and right now, I cannot be buried in Mitzrayim. Period. Why? Rashi Api Chazal gives us a few reasons. Seems to be three distinct reasons. Rashi quoting the Medrash Bracious Rabbo, Al Nasik Bereini Mitzrayim. Why? Number one, Sofli Yosefor Kinim. And because we're going to get to this week's Parsha Vayiro, plague number three, you're going to have the infestation of lice and vermin. Amarash and Takos Kufi. And they're going to go ahead and be crawling underneath my body. The Shane may say Chutz Loretz Chayim Yalabatzar Gilgal Machalos. I don't want to have to roll in the underground cavities. Bizman Mashiach Tzidkenu. And number three, V'shaloi Yasuni Mitzrayim Avodas Kochavim. I don't want them to make me into an Avodah Zarah. Writes the Gerav aboard in the Sefer HaTzvin HaYoshin. It's not three distinct reasons. It's really two reasons. And number one is Gilgal Machilos Avada Yaakov Avinu. Kantoti Mikola Chasodim Avada Yaakov Avinu Brochas Dalad Amin Aleph Shema Yigrom Achet, the ever worried Yaakov Avinu. I don't know what I'm going to be zochah to. Mamela, make sure I'm out of here before I get any chshash or Gilgal Machilas. Aye, but what? They're going to make me an Avodah Zarah. Why are they going to make me an Avodah Zarah? And one can even ask, if they're going to make you an Avodah Zarah, it was already decreed, there was already a Chalom, we know there was, they were destined to have 7 years of famine, comes Yaakovino down to the land, and already after year number two, he stops it, that's it, the famine stops, and they didn't make him a god, and the waters of the Nile overflowed, and they didn't make him a god. All of a sudden now they're going to make him a god. So comes along the Ger Rebbe, and the Ger Rebbe says there are really two reasons why. To tell me that Yaakov is worried about the lice infestation. Come on, Yaakovino isn't worried about that. How can he go on and tell me he really has a chash that Kinim is going to be Merachshin Tachas Gufo? El Azok the Ger Rebbe, Yaakovino knew that Amanda the lice wouldn't get anywhere near his Kedusha Saguf. Ella what? They're going to see the lice infesting the whole land. And they're going to be every single place in the land except for the body of Yaakov. Avinu already now they're going to make him into a god. Now they're going to make him a law. So again, it's a little bit schwer according to the Ger Rebbe. It should have been reasons one and two. They should have been juxtaposed. Rather, Rashi says Kinim. Then we have it interrupted with Gilgal Machilas, and only then we have the Shash in a law. Okay, but Akoponim, that's the Ger Rebbe's word. They're going to make him into a Avodah Zarah because they're going to see the Kinim everywhere except for his body. Most speaking, they're going to make him a god. So again, one can ask this question: the Ger Rebbe. When he stopped the famine in its tracks, they didn't make him a god. The water overflowed, they didn't make him a god. But when they don't see the kingdom, all of a sudden they're going to make him a god. Why? What new Indian would be manifest b'shas makaskinim? And then Yaakov was more worried than ever before. So perhaps we can suggest the following. We mentioned the other night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his infinite wisdom decided they're going to be 10 Malkus. The Maral, Kayadua, 10 Malkus, Kenegad, the Yasoma, Morris, interrelationship, inverted relationship, in fact, with the Yasir Malkus. We have a big Indian in the number 10. But if Ahavish is going to pick 10, Al-Khaira, there's a Cheshbenifla in the choice of every single one of those 10 plagues. And we mentioned, what's Daman Tzvardeya doing? Hashem is Kilo, giving the Mitzvim, the Chartumi Mitzrayim, an opportunity to duplicate the plagues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could come up with anything. You got millions of deaths, millions. We have the Gemara beginning of Brochus, Gematrio Totzos, Askol, Kosha Shebekulon. We have Mises, Neshika, Nokha Shebekulon, but we have Gematrio Totzos. We have over 900 types of death. I couldn't come up with anything under the sun. He could have introduced a whole new Matzias. And yet, what? Daman Tzvardeya, the Chartumi Mitzrayim, were able to duplicate. duplicate. So he suggested, perhaps an original idea, that the Eibishter Bedavka said, I want to go ahead and have the mitzvah first before I show my own sense of godliness, my omnipotence, my omniscience. Let me put their backs against the wall, force them into a corner when they have to devalue and debase and vilify their very own God. Go ahead, Egyptians, I dare you. Go in and take your Nile. Remember Nile? How was the Egyptian word for water? That was their main god. I in the Malbim in Va'era, Perxayin Posuket Aleph. And all the historians we discussed, they worshipped the Nile. Remember, they thus worshipped the Taninim. As Rav Hirsch writes, the crocodile is the largest, most dominant force within the Nile River. They worshipped those crocodiles as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want you to go over, and I dare you to duplicate this plague. Go over to your god, the Nile, slap it in the face, give it a big patch and pun in, and take away its life-sustaining capabilities. Turn your god, your water, into blood, make it null and void. Botel mavotel legamri, you won't get any benefit, to no source of benefit. Absher Kodesh Baruch Hu says, oh, good, I create a situation, destroy your god. Comes on the heels of Damakis Vardeya. What's Vardeya? The Mak itself is going to come out of your god. Not only can your god not protect itself, it can't protect you, and compounding that, the Mak itself is going to come out of your god. Tzvardeya, where are they going to come from? The frogs emerge from none other than the Nile River. Mamash, what a patch and pun, and go ahead, Mitzvah, I dare you to go ahead and slap your god in the face. That's Daman Tzvardeya. So now that we made the number one god down here totally null and void, Botel Mavotel Legamri, we're ready to now start that crucial stage of bringing out Giloy Kvodiyus Baruch. We have to bring out a Kodesh Baruch Hu like never before. So what creatures is Hashem going to select for plague number three to start highlighting his godless? Take you to a point we mentioned in the past. I don't think it's coincidental at all. What is this plague called? This plague is called the Makis Kinim. It's interesting. V'hoye lechinim b'chol aretz v'tzrayim. V'yachas sof aretz v'tihi akinam. Kinim is spelled Chof Nun Yud Mem. We had that exact arrangement once before. Where were we introduced to that terminology of Chof Nun Yud Mem? Fascinating. Let's go back to Parshas Miketz. Parshas Miketz. Vayiska Yosef, he remembers the dreams, and he says to his brothers, Maraglamatim, Vayim Reilav, Lo Adani, we're just here for food. Kolana b'neyeshech anachnu, Kenim anachnu. Zok drashi yofenort alamakom, what's Kenim? Loshen amitiyim. We're truthful people, kamo kendi barta, kebenos tzlochan. We are here to say the MS, and you can't ignore that coincidence. The way the word is first introduced is what? We are anoshim amitiyim, chof nun yun mem. And why is the smaka cool? Chof Nun Yud Mem Kinim. Lefianias Daitik is Rashi brings the Menrasha Gano that this was the first Makkah that the Mitzvah couldn't duplicate with all the necromancy, with all the witchcraft and sorcery. They couldn't duplicate it. Why? Because the powers of Kishuv state in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Machashvin Pamayishim, they contradict the way the Eibishter set up the system. They can't be sholeit on a Bria that's Pokus Mikas Ora. It's too infinitesimal. It's too small, too minuscule that the powers of sorcery and witchcraft can't be sholeit. That means what? Kishuv be'etzim is something that's machashiv, it's machish pamaya shamaya. It contradicts the way Eibishter set up the Bria. And what does Hashem do now? Gevaldik. He gives us a market to start the ascholos of the Gevid Giloy, Kvodiyus Baruch. Remember, Daman Tzvardeo, the Fi Devareno was to make null and void their God. Now you're starting to bring out in Haraya, comes Makis Kinim, Etzbel Luimi. Now we're starting to see, we don't see the whole Yana Chazak, we don't see the whole hand. We're only ready to admit when a hand starts its Giloy. What's the first thing you see? You see the tips of the fingers. You see the fingers. Oh, it's full of Kim. As we move on, then it'll be the whole Yad, Yad Chazok, and then ultimately the Zro and the Tuya by the end, by the culmination of the Makos. That's following me. Why? Because however much they tried, they're almost duplicated. They couldn't, because a sheker, a koach of sheker called Kishuv, can't be sholeit on this barrier. That means what? Lachaira, what emerges is that this bria is so amistic that no kochas of sheker can be sholeit on it. It's mufka legamri from any kochas of Kishuv, any kochas of sheker. Maybe that's why it's called Kinim, spelled the identical way of Chof Nun Yud Mem. This is a Makkah that's what? MS. It's highlighting the MS. It's a Bria of MS. Because no Kochus of Sheker can be sholeit over it one iota. Amela comes Makkah's Kinim. That's Elohim. We try to duplicate it. We can't. I have Shulafian Estaiti Yaakovinu. And that's what he's worried about. Why isn't he worried about any of the other creatures? Nothing else is going to affect his body. And Adam, the water under the anything. Anything you could talk. How it's, frogs going to going to melt into the ground. It's going to smell amazing. No, you know what he's worried about? Dafka, when you get to Makas Kinim, which is the one Makkah, that's going to begin that manifestation of godliness, of Hashem's omnipotence, because with all their kishuv and all their powers, all the sorcery and witchcraft, however much they try, it cannot, this koach of sheker cannot be sholed one iona on this bri of MS. Hence, Kinim, Loshen Amitiyim. It can't be shole. They'll readily admit, Etz Elohim. Now, when they come to the recognition that the Jewish God is the God in control, now the same way in Egyptian society, what did they believe? That their paro was the son of the God. Their power was therefore endowed with mystical powers, powers of Kisha v'chulei, Sa'efshar Gufa in the Makkah, where Hashem's Hiskalus is now coming out like never before, and they recognize to the point that they all openly admit, Etz Elohimi. Yaakov says, now I'm worried. Because what are they going to see? That you have the kingdom underneath the ground, and they're going to see that they can't control the kingdom. But my body is able to control the kingdom. The kingdom have no shlit over Yaakov, the Ish MS. Avada, this Bria, isn't going to touch the Yaakov Ish MS. And now in the same context of Amaka, when they recognize there's one God, only now they get it. Otherwise they can say, what's a Yaakov? It's a guy who has powers. We have powers and he has powers. So very good. So you know what? The famine. We couldn't stop the famine. So we have our powers. And Jacob, this patriarch Yaakov, he's got his powers. He stops the water. The walls over. Oh, but now that you're coming to the recognition, that's below him. There's only one God. And now we see that Hashem is showing his sense of godliness and omnipotence. Ah, yaday this bria, and the bria sholeit over everything we mentioned parenthetically in the past. A gavaldik ha'ara by the Jewish historian Avram Shalom Yehuda and the Sefer Eva v'arav. And what was the extent of the shtoch to the Egyptians and the midst of Makas Kinim? If you look in ancient Jewish society, we know that they worshipped their priests. Their priests, Akadikaf, the Moshe Rabbeinu, was able to convince Paro to go out and have a shevet called Levi, because they're the Jewish priests. Separate them, don't subject them to the oppressive, abject, slave-like conditions, because we also value the priesthood. The number one in Egyptian society after the Pharaoh were the Egyptian priests. What did they do? And you can look at the ancient hieroglyphics, you can see the pictures. They shaved off every hair in their body when they went into their temples to serve and worship their deities. Why? Because they were so hygienic. The Egyptians, mamish, they introduced OCD to the world. Are they mamish any? Right? Again, a person who really has OCD, it's not OCD, it's CDO. It's got to be in alphabetical order. I go upon him. Someone who had, they were so OCD when it came to any lice of room, and they shaved off every hair in the body. And an ancient Jewish Egyptian historians, right? They shaved off every hair of every animal so that there wouldn't be a single animal being offered as a sacrifice that has any chash of lice, of vermin whatsoever. And what is shtoch? Lice need a place to rest. You can have vermin, and they can only live and dwell in hairs. And what is shtoch? The Egyptians shaved every hair in their body. They shaved the hair of every animal in the body, and still the lice came up. They couldn't do the avoda. And why did they just away from Makas Kinim? The feet that Hanias Daiti. Dafka in the first Makas, you already destroyed your gods with diamonds for day. You destroyed your God down here. Now we're starting this, the Aschalta of bringing out the Galus of Kershuch. So, goof in the same context, Hashem disallows them any of Shoris, any possibility of turning any Kishif that they turn to. It can't even be shown like that in Baria Pachas Mixiora. This is the Kinim, this is the Dvorim Amitiyim, this is an Emes Dikabriyo, because it's not Tachas the Shlita of any Kochas or Sheker. Hadavka, in the context of this Makkah, Hashem says, no, this one's all about the Bariola. You think you're going to serve your gods and even pray to them? You can't even pray to them. You can't even go into your priest can't do any Avoda, can't do any service, because they're filled with lice, and in their protocol and their rules and regulations, not allowed to do any Avoda. In this context, Yaakov the Yeshemes, the Bri of Emes, ain't going to lay a finger on the Kedushas of Gufa of Yaakovinu. What's he worried about? Oh, but now we understand, like the Gereba, they're going to see that. Oh, in this context, we can't even worship our priests. And we see Etz Elohimi. And now we see that Yaakovinu's body, oh, this ain't, we thought he just had one little power. He overflows the wall. Now we see that he's mamish like a god. Only now, perhaps, oh, now we're going to make him an Eloah. That's what Yaakov was afraid of. Got to get me out of Mitzrayim. I am ASAP. Take me out tomorrow. So don't forget, Geshmak Kumsitz tonight in Met Hashem. We have Yosef Newcomb on the keyboard, and we have this Chos Rabbi Zilblev joining us. The Kumsitz starts in the Empiru. There'll be Chulant Kugel, Geshmak Fu, Geshmak Labadikakai singing. It's for men. There'll be two tables for women on the side as well. Singing Labadikakai. Rabbi Zilblev will be coming around 9:30. speaking for around 20-25 minutes. Please come join us again in Pirum tonight, starting at 9 o'clock. Rabbi Leff around 9:30, 9:35. Rabbi Neuberger's regular shiurim. Have a geshmak, aleba de kashabbos. Enjoy Kaddish, please.